Ardal, the new season upon us, and well, it's going to be a very new look Donegal that's going to hit O'Donnell Park tomorrow to face Louth.
Indeed it is, really. We have a lot of changes from last year, and almost 14 players maybe moved on for one reason or another, and we're a team in transition at the minute, and tomorrow will be an interesting day for the first time the team's out together in a competitive game, so it'll be an interesting one on Sunday.
And a lot of experience got the part of the scene as well.
Yeah, like probably 6-7 starting players from last year gone, the likes of Sean Mouvet in college in Spain, and Kieran Matthewson and Mark Callaghan, who's away in the peacekeeping duties, and players of that calibre, and Paddy Hannigan and Christopher McDermott, who work commitments, you know. So there's a fair bit of experience there gone, Tom, you know, and it will be missed, like, that's without a doubt.
But there is good news as well. There's a couple of big name signings. Hopefully we'll bring a big addition.
There is, we've got Jerry Grillmore coming in there, who had a good campaign last year with McCool's, although he had an operation there last Saturday, so wish him a speedy recovery. We've Declan Calder from Armagh, an All-Star hurler from Armagh coming in there, he's living and working in the county, and we've Davin Flynn as well coming into the county there from Roscrea and Tipperary, who's a good hurler and showing well in training, you know, so, and we've a lot of local homegrown talent coming in as well, young and eager for their position, so it bodes very well for us, Tom, you know, and things are going very well, like.
I'm just reminded maybe of some of the young homegrown talent that you have drafted in or shall we say moved up from minor to senior.
Well, we've got the likes of Colin Malaw coming in from Satanta, we've Aidan Stokes from Bunktranna, we have Richie Fee coming in there to the team, we've Cahal Doherty coming into the team, Jamie DeWard, you know, names again, people who are breaking through or maybe giving big commitment this year to the county and putting themselves forward, so which is very good to see.
And of course back down in Division 3 yeah, after what, a couple of seasons up in Division 2B?
We did, Tom. We were beat last year in the relegation playoff, disappointing. It was very disappointing, though, but I suppose everyone knows it was a very tough season last year, especially the league campaign, but it was things were very difficult with injuries and one thing and another, you know, so we're back to 3A again, you know, but and again it's maybe we're looking again for promotion or looking again to do well in the league, but as I said earlier, we're a team in transition, and I suppose at this stage of the season, we're more concerned about getting performance and getting the team working together, you know, so that's our main focus at the minute.
I remember speaking to a Kildare official when they were in O'Donnell Park 2 years ago, when Donegal's first season up in Division 2B, and we were just discussing about Donegal hurling up and all that, and about the fact that, you know, even if they were to be relegated, he reckoned that the experience in Division 2B would do them good. That was 2 years ago. They've got another one now, so they have experience. I know there's quite a few of the team gone, but there's still quite a lot of fellas around that have played at that little higher level. So that should stand to you in your general Division 3A campaign.
It should be, Tom. I definitely would. Like, there's a lot of experience, and I suppose playing in the higher division, you understand how better teams play and what's expected from better teams. And I suppose there's also the element of bad experience. And like, we actually never, although we stayed up the previous year, we actually never won a game in 2B. You know, so we're realistic of where we're at. Like, but no, we have a lot of good players, Tom. Like, we've as you say, a lot of experience, a lot of ability on the team, and. And this year, like, we're enjoying it, and we're putting a lot of work into pre-season, and as much as that, you know, we're looking forward to the league campaign, you know, and we're certainly going to give it a push, you know, but we're all about performance on Sunday again.
And tell me, how has preparations gone? What have you? You've been obviously in working since November.
Aye, we have, Tom. It's the close season finished in mid-November, and we've been out since that, and I suppose this year we've asked a bit more off players, and players have duly responded, you know. We've done a lot of physical work and a lot of strength conditioning and a lot more cardio work, and the boss didn't get back on the pitch in the start of January, and with a friendly game there against Bayo last week, you know, and we're just asking more of players this year, and we're asking for a good honest effort, and the players are responding, and that's sort of lift the morale of the camp, and training was going well, so, you know, we're happy with what we're doing, Tom, like, and we feel we're in a good place for this time of year.
And I know from speaking to you earlier in the week as well, another good addition this year, a man returning from injury, is your own clubman, Enda McDermott.
It is, Enda, like, you know, Enda's a cruciate done last year, you know, and he missed out of a lot of hurling all through the season, and one of the better players we're missing for our league campaign, and he was coming close last year at the end of the season, but for Enda, like, he stuck with it and got his recovery done and put a lot of work in, and he's put a lot of work in pre-season, and to see players like that, it really gives everyone else a lift, you know, that it means so much to this player at a time in his life, and you know, he really does deserve to be there on Sunday for the work he's put in coming back from such an injury.
And as we said, despite the fact that there's so many gone, there's still a lot of experience there, isn't there?
There's a lot of experience. You know, you've like the full back line, you've Jamesy Donnelly come out to Joe Boyle, to Danny Cullen, to Marty McGrath. You know, there's lots of experience here, Lee Henderson, you know, and although they're young enough people, like they're household names in the hurling fraternity, and you know, there's a lot of experience there, Tom. There's a lot of good players, you know, and if we can perform their ability, we've enough there to be progressing.
And of course, it's a new format this year, a double round of games, something that maybe you haven't experienced before or in quite a long time anyway.
No, Fingal, they decided to opt out of the league this year, so they have. So we've got ourselves, Tyrone and Louth and Monaghan, and it's a double round of home and away fixtures, you know, so it'll make it interesting. It'll be different time, to say the least, like, but look, that's the format we have, and we're happy enough with it, and we'll go and do our business, like it.
And it's a pretty hectic schedule of games as well, isn't it?
It is. We have five games on the trot now, and we have a week off, and then another game, and then we have about 2 weeks break until the championship, so everything's over at the beginning of June, so it's fairly busy, Tom, and provided we stay away from injuries, you know, we have a small pool of players and a small number of clubs in the county, so we're asking a lot of a small pool of players, and I suppose if we can avoid injuries, that's the big thing we're looking at, you know, and that's what happened this last year in Cripples, you know, lost 3-4 players out of injury. It means a lot to a small pool, you know, so hopefully we can maintain that and keep everybody fit and well and keep them going.
And tomorrow against Louth, again, I suppose it's a little bit, you haven't played them in a few years. Do you know much of them?
Well, I don't, Tom. Like, I've sort of dodged them the last number of years, you know, but I know they've done well last year in their own championship campaign. They won it, like, and I know the managing team on there that's pushing strong, you know, so, and they'll probably see us coming down from 2B and think they have a chance on Sunday, and they'll be coming confident, so we'll certainly give them the respect they deserve, Tom. We certainly will, but at the same time, we'll be constant to our own performance, and hopefully that should be enough for us.